For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Many legal experts say it's probably not a good idea for President Trump to appear before the grand jury in the Russia probe, and one member of his legal team says they'll go to court to block any effort to subpoena him. The question most experts are asking is, can a president pardon himself in a criminal case? Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani on the president and the Constitution.
He has no intention of pardoning himself, but doesn't say he can't.
Even if he can, should he do it? Congressman Kevin McCarthy is the House Republican Majority Leader.
The president has never said he'd pardon himself. I don't know where the president would go forward pardoning himself, but I don't think a president should pardon themselves.
And if he did, says Giuliani,
it would lead to probably an immediate impeachment.
Giuliani on both NBC and ABC, Congressman McCarthy on CNN's State of the Union. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now, my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Two of the closest allies in the world are now embarking on a trade war. Canada responded with its own tariffs on U.S. imports after President Trump ordered tariffs on steel and aluminum from Canada, Mexico, and Europe. On NBC, Canada Prime Minister Justin Trudeau called it insulting.
There are no two countries that are as interconnected, interdependent. You sell more things to us every year than to UK, Japan, and China combined.
Canada plans to retaliate for the Trump administration's steep tariffs. Republican Governor John Kasich of Ohio tells CBS's Face the Nation that the president's trade move is the latest in a series of bad decisions.
We withdrew from the Paris Accords. We withdrew from the Iranian deal, which they're furious about. We didn't get in the Pacific Trade Agreement. We're going it alone. It's not America first. It's America alone. And I think it's just not good policy. In fact, it borders on dangerous, in my opinion.
This is USA Radio News.
Gary? Why aren't you outside enjoying the party?
Hey, Michelle. It's this heartburn. When it hits, it really hits hard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's it. I've had it. I'm gonna kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Wow, your pack's fast.
Yeah, I feel much better.
Now this is a party.
Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
The murder investigations into two people who were stabbed in Las Vegas are being hampered by language difficulties. Here's more from USA Radio's Rick Vincent.
Two Vietnamese tourists were found stabbed to death in their Las Vegas hotel room yesterday. Las Vegas Police Lieutenant Ray Spencer says they were part of a group scheduled to tour the Grand Canyon before returning to Vietnam. And the investigation is going slow because many of the tourists don't speak English.
That is creating a major challenge for us as far as interviewing them. So that's what we are doing right now, is trying to find law enforcement that we can use for those interviews.
Lieutenant Spencer says the killings appear to be an isolated incident, and he says there is no threat to other guests at the hotel. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
The United States has vetoed an Arab-backed UN draft resolution that would have blamed Israel for all of the recent violence in Gaza. John Clemens has more.
Jerusalem blames the terrorist group Hamas for stirring up the violence along Israel's border that claimed the lives of 110 Palestinians while leaving thousands of others wounded. U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley said the condemnation put forth by Kuwait on behalf of Arab countries was not accurate in its characterization of the recent events in Gaza.
The resolution offered by Kuwait represents a grossly one-sided view of what has taken place in Gaza in recent weeks.
For USA Radio News, I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News.